Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first Computer Side Chat. This is Mr. Moeller, and this is the Room 303 podcast. And I wanted to talk about the purpose of this Computer Side Chat. And we are going through a quest on ancient Greece. And so if you see on the website, it says it's an average day. You get to school in the morning, you go to your locker as usual, but something just doesn't feel right. And then suddenly when you open your locker, there's this bright flash of light, and then everything goes dark, and then all of a sudden you wake up and you're on the side of a hill. And you start to realize you're in an unfamiliar place, and things around you look weird. Your clothes have been replaced by a toga. You find a piece of clay with strange markings on it. And you suddenly realize that you are in Greece. And so you need to, or we are going to explore ancient Greece in three different ways. We are going to explore its geography. You're going to explore its government, and you're going to explore the impact of ancient Greece on our world today in order to be able to return to the present day. And so the purpose of this podcast, this Computer Side Chat, is to discuss for the current quest what to expect, what you're going to see. Just to kind of introduce the topic at hand, and our first topic that we're going to look at is geography. And next up, we are going to figure out and discuss the essential questions that we need to think about. Okay, so the essential questions we're going to look at for geography of ancient Greece are, number one, how does geography promote or impede the movement of people and cultural diffusion? Why do people live where they live? And number three, how do people survive and thrive in an environment? And we're going to pick apart that first essential question because this is something we look at all year long in seventh grade. And so there's a couple of words in there we are going to pick apart. And that first one is cultural. So what exactly is culture? And this is one of those words that when you hear it, I want you to think people's beliefs, their religion, the food they eat, the things that they value, just things like that. And when you think of the word diffusion, I want you to think of when you take like Kool-Aid powder or lemonade powder the Nestle Quick powder, if they still make that. When you add it to a liquid, it tends to kind of like spread out and take over, and then that liquid changes color. That's the idea of diffusion, that this culture is spreading. So if something diffuses, it spreads throughout something. And so this idea of cultural diffusion is one in which how do cultures spread to other areas? But let's back up to the promote or impede. So how does geography promote the spread of culture? So how can it help promote the spread of culture? But that word impede means to stop. So how does geography also keep culture from spreading? And what you're going to see in this quest is, as a result, two very different city-states emerged in Greece, one called Athens and one called Sparta. And they were both part of Greece. However, they were both very different because they were separate from one another due to geography. And that's what we're going to look at in this quest. But first, let's think about, how does Greece compare to New Richmond and Ohio, just kind of as a whole? All right, we're going to have a quick conversation on the history of New Richmond, because it really ties into essential question number two: why do people live where they live? And then it also ties into how do people survive and thrive in an environment? And so back in 1814, a man named Jacob Light stumbled upon this place and looked at the land, saw it was great for farming, saw a river. Rivers are great for transporting yourself. They are good for transporting goods. They are great for moving and trading goods as well. And when you get people moving along rivers and trading and talking, then you start to get a cultural diffusion, or that spreading of culture. And then around 1816, a man named Thomas Ashburn came around this area too, and he felt, you know, just like Jacob Light did about this area. There's a river, great farmland. What a great place to live. And so his town was called Susanna, but by 1828, Susanna merged and with the Jacob Light's town, and they made New Richmond. And so the important piece here is, just like back in 1814, 1816, Greece, almost over, you know, over 1,000 years ago, was no different. And so we have to ask ourselves, why did people choose to live in Greece? And so if you, and I would highly encourage this, and there's some pictures on the site as well, but check out Google Maps, and you'll see that, one, Greece is a peninsula. And by definition, a peninsula is land that has water on three sides. And the people of Greece really had to rely on water and using water to travel and to transport goods. Because you will find that when you look at a physical map of Greece, it is very mountainous. And so a lot of different cultures were kind of closed off to one another within Greece, because mountains are very hard to travel on. And so Greece is a very unique place in that the water around Greece, the harbors around Greece, because if you also look at Greece, it has very jagged edges around the outside border. That usually means harbors, and harbors mean trading and people talking and cultures meeting one another and sharing ideas. So Greece is very unique in that there was some cultural diffusion with water and people trading and transporting and moving, but yet Greece was made up of city-states, and that's what you're going to explore in this quest here. Are how did geography impact the people of Athens, and how did geography impact the people of Sparta? And so Athens and Sparta are Greece's two most famous city-states. And so what you're going to do in this quest is you are going to go through some you're going to go through some vocabulary, figure out what some of these words mean. You are going to end up answering questions. And part of this question, of these questions, is you're going to make a chart. And you're going to make a chart that compares Athens and Sparta and how geography affected these places. And then your final piece is a blog post that you are going to create. And the blog post is historical fiction. And so you kind of have to put yourself back in that time period and write as though you're living in that time period, about the geography that you see and how it impacts your life. And so ultimately, what I want you guys to get out of this is, you know, whether it's Greece, whether it's New Richmond, people settle in places for various reasons. And cultures tend to spread, but yet sometimes there are geographical features that keep cultures from spreading. And at the end of the day, Ohio, New Richmond, and Greece are really not all that different from each other. So through this quest, have fun and ask me questions. ask people around you questions, and let's learn about ancient Greece.